How's it going, everybody? My name is Michael Bunnell, and as always, thank you guys so much for tuning back into the podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about making our dreams a reality. What else is new? I talk about this every single episode, but that's because it's so important for you to see your true potential strength and to make the most out of every single opportunity that you have in front of you. And however many times I have to reiterate this just in a different context, I will do so because I want you guys to succeed. I'm working to succeed, and I want you guys to succeed as well. And so I want you to grab onto one of these podcasts and just let it drive you to becoming the best person that you can be. So today's podcast episode, we are going to be talking about our perceptions becoming our reality. Now, when I was going through a vast majority of the struggles through my life, if you guys didn't know, I've been diagnosed with depression, an eating disorder, as well as anxiety. I battled depression for about 6 years, an eating disorder for 5. Anxiety is like come with everything. But while I was battling the majority of these struggles, I was a hot mess, a straight up emotional, physical, spiritual hot mess. And that might be putting it nicely. No matter what happened, I couldn't find anything to be happy about. Like, I am one of the most blessed people that you will ever meet. My family is incredible. I have everything that my heart could ever imagine. But I still didn't feel whole. I felt like there was a part of my life that was missing. And I just didn't know what my future was going to hold. And that's the thing that scared me the most, is because everything around me was so great and I felt like I amounted to nothing. So to have all of those expectations of the world around you, that's really like what took my emotions and just kind of controlled me for those years. But the reason I was so miserable was also because I wasn't willing to look for anything happy in my life. I wasn't willing to branch out and look back at everything that I had already accomplished. I wasn't willing to look at the fact that I have the most amazing family ever. I wasn't able to look at the fact that I was getting a great education and I had basically everything in my life handed to me on a silver platter. But it's so different to think about now, because only now am I able to look back on the darkest days and see how truly blessed I was. And even while I felt trapped in my own life, I just could not think about anything other than the negativity that was filling my mind. We've all been there. We all know what that's like. When you have something bad happen to you in life, you feel like everything is just crashing in on you. And that's how it felt for me. Only it wasn't like a spell of a day or something that I could just snap out of. It was like that for years. And there were so many dark times, but in looking back on all of it, I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it because it's helped me to be the person that I am today. It's helped drive my mission into helping other people live a better and happier life every single day. And it's motivated me to share with you guys the true capability that every single one of us holds. We just have to be willing to look at it a different way. And this is where it's a little bit tricky, because if you want to become happier in life, you have to focus on happiness and you have to focus on things that are going to uplift you. It's kind of like in the podcast episode where I talk about the importance of choosing your surroundings wisely. You have to place yourself in an environment that is going to allow you to succeed, and you have to surround yourself with people who are going to uplift you, who are going to bring out the best in you, while simultaneously challenging you each and every single day to be the best person that you can be. Now, I'm not saying that life's perfect and that your problems or whatever you're facing right now in life is insignificant. Trust me, I of all people am not one to judge about problems in life. I've had enough of my own. But what I'm saying is, how many times have you felt that way before? How many times have you felt down in the dumps? How many times have you questioned what it is that you're doing in life? And how many times have you overcome those emotions? And if you think back on it, what's the only thing that led you to overcome those emotions? It's the action that you took from the mindset that you had. There was this thought that processed in your mind that you can actually do this. There was this thought in your mind that you have the strength to overcome a certain obstacle, and then you put all of that into action. You let your thoughts drive your action. And it's the same way when you're looking at negativity and positivity. If you're negative, you're going to allow those negative thoughts to drive your actions. But when you focus on the good in life, you're going to allow those positive thoughts to drive your action, which are ultimately going to lead you to your goals. One of the things that really helped me to see how fortunate I was in life during all my struggles was to basically take a step outside of my own body. So it's weird to think about, but so see yourself through somebody else's eyes, because out of the 7 billion sets of eyes that walk this planet, we only have the ability to see life through our own eyes. So our actions, our impact on the world, we might think one way of those, but other people can see it differently. And it's just a better way to know what you're doing and how you are impacting the world, because again, you only have your mindset, you only have your eyes, and sometimes it can just help you grow so much more if you place yourself in somebody else's body and just see your life through their eyes. I know it's weird to think about, but trust me, it works. And then I think about how my problems compare to the rest of the world's problems. So I'm from Minnesota, and right now we just had a week here where it did not get above negative 20 degrees. Are my problems really as big as I think they are? Like, I mean, there are people that are in my own community that are struggling to stay warm at night, struggling to have enough food in their body to even make it through the night, struggling with illnesses and diseases, struggling with much greater problems than I am facing. And that's just my own community. Think about the world. If I can look inside my own community and say, okay, well, there are many more people in this community that have much greater problems than I do, that's only a small percentage of the world. And even with the struggles in my community, my entire community still has it far greater than any of the world. Like the fact that 70% of the world lives on less than $5 a day, I mean, that's saying something. Think of all the people going days without food and water, all of the illnesses and diseases that consume this world, and the weather that is leaving people stranded and hopeless and fighting for their life. Like, it's not something that you want to think about, but it makes you reflect on how good you actually have it in life. And that's something that I had to realize. I had to look not only within my own community, but within the world in general and say, man, 9 out of 10 times, my problems really aren't as big as I'm painting them to be. And we have a tendency of creating more misery for ourselves by lying to ourselves and saying that our problems are bigger than what they truly are. Again, this isn't to say our problems are minuscule in any way, but in retrospect, are they really as big? But are they really big in retrospect compared to some of the problems that are going on in our own community, let alone the entire world? I mean, I really don't think so. So while you're going through these struggles, while you are going through the dark days, you have to remember that you truly are blessed to have the life that you have. Your reality lies within your willingness to see the life that you have. And let me tell you guys, if you're listening to this podcast, odds are you probably have a great and amazing life. You probably have the ability to go out there and pursue whatever single dream that it is. You probably have the ability to go out there and pursue every single dream that comes through your mind. You probably have the resources. Maybe you have the finances. Whatever it is, you have the ability to make the most out of the precious time that you have here. And this isn't being like fluffy or anything. I'm telling you guys, you have every single ability. The only reason that you're not living the life that you want to live, and the only reason that you are seeing your life as negative when really it is positive, is because you're not willing to challenge yourself. You're not willing to push past your fears. You're not willing to see all that you have in front of you because you're so fixated on wanting more of the things that you don't have. How do I know? Because that's exactly how I lived my life for so many years. That's exactly what I did. I fixated on each and every single problem that I faced in life instead of embracing all of the amazing and incredible moments that were already happening to me in life. Like, that's so selfish to think about, where you have so much good and you're not willing to think about it because you want more and you're so focused and fixated on the bad. It doesn't make sense, and that's not how you should live life. You should wake up every single day, be grateful that you have the opportunity to wake up in the morning, be grateful for all that you have around you, and be grateful for the opportunity that you have to live whatever life that it is you want to live. Again, I truly believe that every single person that is listening to this podcast has the opportunity to achieve any amount of your dreams. You just have to be willing to fight for what you believe in, and you have to be willing to combat your fears and replace all of the negative thoughts in your head with positive thoughts. Think about what makes you happy. Think about where you want to go in life. That's what you got to do if you want to succeed. So see the progress that you've already made, recognize all of the challenges that you've overcome, and look ahead to the amazing future that you have lying directly in front of you. All you have to do is reach out and work to grab it. So see the good, attract the good, and live the good. If you guys enjoy the podcast, please let me know down in the show notes below. Subscribe if you haven't already. Leave a rating. All of the feedback is greatly appreciated. I will also include my blog in the show notes. If you want to go over there, I post there every single day. It would greatly mean a lot to me if you guys go over there, comment, subscribe to that as well. Again, the feedback is greatly appreciated. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good day.